Live from the KGGF studios on this Tuesday morning, I'm Sam Speck. Happy to have you with us as we are joined in studio by the City of Coffeyville City Manager. It is Mark Hall. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you.
So good to have you. We always enjoy you guys coming in here, taking some time, speaking on behalf of the regular scheduled commission meeting that is coming up tonight. Real quick, we'll kind of split it up in segments here because I want to dive into the parade and things like that. Later on, and once we get past a fairly thick agenda, is what it looks like. Fairly, you know, simplistic things, nothing too much, but quite a bit on the agenda today. But real quick, I mean, you know, how's the last couple of weeks been? I know it's, you know, your kind of first month down here, your first experience. It's a busy, busy time period for the city of Coffeyville.
Last couple of weeks, it has been busy for city staff, but just enjoy the town. The people are great. I don't know how to say that they've extended me friendship, I've had some pastors come in and visit.
Great.
And enjoy talking to them and learning more about Coffeyville and just getting out more and more and meeting the people. Well, and they are great.
Well, yeah. No, one thing that I learned very quickly moving here was the people are fantastic. You know, it is the Kansas kind. I lived up in North Dakota, and there's the North Dakota Nice, and it's very similar. It is down here in the SEK. It's very, very similar. They're very homely people. They want to get to know you. They want to know the better of you as well. So I've always loved that about Coffeyville, and I'm glad to hear that you're kind of transitioning well into the position and into the city of Coffeyville. So we'll dive deeper into your first experience with that parade and all of that, because it sounds like you had a great night.
Looking forward to it.
And but first, we've got some new business, quite a bit of it to hit on there on the agenda. I'm not sure how you'd like to do it, but really there's, I'm sure, some areas where our listeners would be most interested in to hear, and then obviously you can just kind of breeze over a couple of the standard stuff.
I was going to say, if we'll just kind of run down the list and give an idea.
Of course.
One of the items on the agenda for commission consideration is the appointment to the Planning Commission. There is one applicant from outside the city limits, and they will consider that. And we are still looking to fill a position on the Planning Commission within the city limits. And if anyone's out there interested, they can contact City Hall.
Yeah. So, and with that, real quick, what is for the listeners that may be interested in what comes in with the Planning Commission? What is your guys' focus? Where do you go with that?
They deal with the housing situation and planning. It is one of those. They'll be given instruction by the building director, and he will explain, and the commission makes those decisions. It is one of those that they can pass it on to the city commission for their final approval, but it's an exciting board. It involves housing, but it does deal with some other things that involve the city and growth.
Great stuff. Now, does it, you know, usually come with, you know, prior experience? Is that something that you'll look forward to in the applicants, or kind of what are the guidelines to become an applicant?
I was going to say the most important thing is being from Coffeyville and knowing what's going on. The director explains things. So it's easy to understand, but you're deciding the future of Coffeyville. So background, yes, if you have something in housing, that does help, but we have a lot of.
Yeah, and again, like you had mentioned, just community-minded people, whether they've lived here in Coffeyville for their whole lives or the last decade, whatever it may be, somebody that's aware of what's going on and what they can grow in. And to do that, again, do they just contact the city?
Just contact the city and we'll get you started.
Great
stuff. Be glad to do that.
Great stuff. So anybody listening out there interested, again, just contact the city and they'll get you on the right direction there. So it looks like we've got some more appointments to make, but it's to a different board.
Yes. This is the commission will consider the appointment to the GRMC Board of Trustees, and that's our hospital, medical center. There are three applicants and two positions open. So the commission will make that decision going forward, and they are all local. So it's a great thing. And then we'll There's up for the commission's consideration is also there are 17 applications for 2019 cereal malt beverage license. Those will be up for renewal, and the commission will decide. The renewals are contingent on a final KBI background check, but the commission will consider those as a whole for 2019. There is a resolution that the commission will consider for 2019 Montgomery County Fair Association for a cereal malt beverage license renewal. That will be for Walter Johnson Park, and they are requesting commission approval for renewal. So
now,
that'll be.
Now, with that, you had mentioned there's a whole handful of those being taken care of, you know, just in the traditional cereal malt or malt beverage mm-hmm. license. Now, why is there a separate resolution? Is that because it's in a park? Is it in a city-owned?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in a public place, and it is one of those that has been granted mm-hmm. before. It is for renewal, but it is strictly for the Montgomery County Fair Association sponsored events.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Makes sense. Makes sense with that. Now, also looks like, actually quite a few resolutions in terms of a water treatment plant as well. We got some vendors as well as the constructions contractors.
Yeah,
so just kind of go all over that.
It's for consideration by the commission. It's a designated preferred vendor list. And these are prices that they've submitted for 2019. And if commission approves, they will lock those prices in for us. And that is for chemicals for our water treatment plant. The next item is, and this one's a little different to explain. To my understanding, about 20 years ago, we had a failure of a filter bed. It hasn't caused any problems or anything or put anything in jeopardy for the community. But we do need, with the demand that we're seeing, we will need to renovate that. And so staff is request commission consideration on renovating the bed at the water treatment plant.
Yeah.
And that leads to the next item, which is staff's requesting the engineering for the bed out there, the treatment bed out at the water plant, and they'll consider that also.
Yeah, and some people, again, just, you know, your standard overseer, the taxpayer, obviously, the one that gets affected by the dollar about it, they see it and all they see is this, you know, construction contract, vendors, whatever it may be. But no, there's a whole nine yards that you have to go through. Not
yes.
only that, but you have to keep, the upkeep is very important because I'm sure that there's violations. I'm sure
yes,
that there's
yes.
fines. I'm sure that there's things that the city, you know, if they don't keep it up, have to go through. And then it's an even bigger burden on the city when in reality we could have avoided it. You know,
And this will be, it's looking towards Coffeyville's future. And so we need to renovate that, and they're asking commission's consideration to do so.
Great stuff, great stuff.
The next, and it's a little different. This is a resolution dealing with the conveyance of property. It is for commission's consideration is a deed to the Moody's. That is city property. They have maintained it, mowed it, removed trash for many years. And with that, the city has no need for the property and will consider deeding that over to them.
Yeah, great stuff. Again, there's so many times where, you know, you go through a community and there's properties that are just not upkept, and then they're almost forcibly onto the city at that point to take care of. And this is that's a good thing, you know, that there are members of the community that take pride in whether it's their property or not.
Yes.
They just want it to look good.
Yes, that's great. And then our next item would be it's a memorandum of understanding is between Independence Police Department, LeBec County 911 and Sumner County 911, and this is a backup public safety answering services should there be a catastrophic event. And that is just coordinated. Should something happen to any of those, it creates a chain to follow, a procedure to follow to help each other out through a catastrophic event.
Yeah, and I've learned very, very quickly as well is these departments down here, they work as a team. They do work as one, and it's very effective, as you could tell, and the numbers in terms of getting things off the streets as well as making our streets just cleaner and a better place to be. But you're right. You know, things do happen, whether it's the cell towers, whether it's communication technology, or just a power outage. Yes. I don't know. You got to be able to get a hold of somebody. So just having a backup plan is what a peace of mind that is.
Yes. And our next item, it's a maintenance issue. This will be to replace the packing on Unit 7. It's a steam turbine generator out at the electric plant. And it's roughly around a little over $29,000, but it's a packing request for the city commission to consider. And that leads into the same number 7 steam turbine generator is a request to replace the wedges. And I really couldn't tell you what those wedges are. It's one of those, the experts and those out there, Mike and all the group out there.
I was going to say, that sounds like a Michael Shook question to ask right there.
And so I'll just kind of brush over that. And that's pretty much our agenda. Like I say, some housekeeping items and appointments, but things are getting close to, and I might want to mention to your public that we have, because of the holidays and our commission meeting following on the 25th, we have moved the commission meeting to the 20th. So I might remind, and hopefully you'll have me back, but it is one of those that please tune in on the 20th, the 25th. We hope you're enjoying the holiday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you just got to be prepared for it. You got to either squeeze them in or you got to extend it, whatever it may be. So we're going to try and squeeze it in before Christmas there. And just get with me afterwards. Usually Thursdays, actually, that's my last day here before I head off for my Christmas holiday. So we will definitely get you scheduled, whether it's during our open line program or during the 740 or 810 interviews. We'll definitely get you in here and preview that. So again, tonight, though, get in on the action. It is the Coffeyville Commission meeting, 6:30 this evening. It's over at City Hall, correct?
Yes, yes.
City Hall it is. All right. Well, let's get back down to it. It was your first, Coffeyville Christmas parade, as it was mine. I'm experiencing a lot of new firsts here in the city of Coffeyville. What an experience that was.
It was. It is truly amazing. And from somebody coming outside in, yes, I got to see Santa. And so that made my day. But it was great to see the people. And it's a tradition. Please don't ever take it for granted. It's a beautiful thing. And from somebody coming in, and there was 86 entrants. Usually in a city this size, you might get 4 or 5, and that's it. I've never seen so much candy thrown out to the kids. It was truly fantastic. I know it was cold. For those that attended, thank you for braving that. But hopefully sometime in the future we can get more video, more pictures.
Yeah.
We're working on that at City Hall to kind of show people what we do. But it was a great thing. I
very fun.
I never said Merry Christmas to so many people in my life.
That's great. Yeah, just that jolly feeling is around. 'Tis the season. It's my favorite season, certainly, as very excited, and I can't even wait. I mean, next year's 150th. I know they're going to be going up and beyond for everything, so that is very cool. Again, City Manager Mark Hall in with us here in the studio. Mark, again, we'll try and get you in before the Christmas time. If not, you have a great Christmas holiday.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, and it's a privilege to be on your show.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.